What are the properties right next to it you got? Oh, I mean, what are the businesses? I was just curious.
So Jennifer, can you turn on the price for land value?
Hold on 1 second. What?
I tried to do that, and it wouldn't show on that one property.
I'm looking at it. Can you?
What do you have it for the price?
There's
for
land some little hotels down there.
Just to know land value.
I know the land square foot land value is what I was looking for, and I couldn't get it.
No, I don't have square foot in there. It's just land value.
Bob, how much did it go up from last year? Did it didn't go up from last? It looks like it's the same as 23. Did he just not appeal in 23, or did they just not appeal?
They didn't appeal in 23.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't change.
But it went up substantially from 21 and 22.
Yeah.
But he didn't appeal in 23. But, okay.
And I'm not appealing all of their properties. I'm just appealing two. So.
Okay. But the. I assume we don't have any kind of appraisal. Do you have any kind of comps or anything like that on anything?
The only comps that I would be aware of would be the other properties that are right along there. But, again, their square footage is different than our square footage because, for instance, Mercado Latino LLC is a couple of lots down, but they don't have the unusable portion that goes behind another lot.
And okay, so you think that
Wildfire LLC also, they're at 67 and
Jennifer, can you bring up Beacon? Yeah, and can you just mark land value?
The back portion back there, is your client indicating that it's unusable?
Well, it's not as usable as the other. I mean, the value has to do with being on Shepherd of the Hills.
Right.
And they have a lot. I mean, the others go straight back with nothing going over behind another lot. But when you go over behind another lot, it's not exactly very usable back there for anything.
Okay. We've had a lot of vacant land come up this session. That's why I'm just asking some questions, obviously.
I mean, obviously, you can use the property up near Shepherd of the Hills, just like you can the other properties that border on Shepherd of the Hills. But
what is their appeal on value on as far as the number?
Do you know what number they're looking for? What do they think it's worth?
What do you have it at?
If ours is correct, is this 230, 650, or what is it? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
230, 650.
And that's correct? It's not changed?
It has not changed since 23.
Changed. Right.
Okay.
See, they've got both valuation and classification, though. Looks like on that, it looks like what he's checked.
Yeah.
So it's been commercial.
It's been commercial. It hasn't been used as commercial, but obviously saying 100,000, but you've got it at 230,000.
Is it not listed?
No.
Okay.
No, well, I didn't see it in our MLS anyway. It could be on another site.
Okay.
Again, they're not utilizing it. There's no plans to put in a commercial development there.
Bart. In looking at our, now I've had to, you know, be the guy to do a lot of the research and stuff, but on this, if you're trying to get some other classification, it's obviously in a commercial area. Everything else next to it is commercial.
That's clear.
And we can look at, there's different factors we can look at to see if, I mean, a bad piece of property in a subdivision can go ag, but it would have to have a lot more, I mean, at least the stuff that I've seen, the case law I've seen, and the tax commission decisions, you'd have to have a lot worse things going on. In other words, access, steep ravine, not access to the city sewer, water, things like that. I think it would be difficult to get down to some other change in classification.
See,
The board can
clearly anything beyond
probably about here is
right.
Not going to be used for commercial. All of that other area,
that's not commercial. I mean, you're not going to be able to use it for. I mean, what are you going to build there?
Well,
Branson doesn't allow you to put up a billboard off-site, so.
But everything on either side is in that same range.
On that. On
with
that
without the.
What are the other sections we have there? Or how's the other land divided? Along that back row where the utility easement is, do we have parcels? And are they commercial? In other words, right down there on the back part where his property is along the utility easement, the next one over and behind, are they also commercial?
Back here?
No.
To the right and to the left.
In other words, follow the utility, like right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Follow the utility easement. Is there anything there?
Right through here?
Yeah, like right there. Is that all commercial? That's all commercial because that one goes back. Yeah.
That one's commercial.
Okay. I just want to make sure that they're not being he's not being discriminated against.
It didn't look like it. That report said 220.
If you look up there just above, that's 74,580, and it's a huge lot.
Do what now?
Oh, there's a big parcel right there. What's that?
Westgate.
That's part of the complex up there.
Oh, part of the.
I don't think that's a comparable.
Yeah, that's a residential. What about dip back down below it?
Well, at 10 cents, it has to be ag, though.
That one would. They probably got it classified. But you don't. I mean, he could divide the parcel and potentially, I mean, the only other thing we could do would be a mixed use if it were not, if it's got the utility easement run through it, we could do a mixed use on the back part, or do you just have to give it a percentage if you did it. That's an option on the back, but I don't know if that's reasonable or not.
I mean, they all have property back behind that they can't use.
Yeah.
I think the closest one in value would be the one that's connected to it on the left there. And if you look at that value, note down.
227,600, that one?
Yeah, that one. Can you pull that report up? Let me see how much land's there. So that's 2.8 acres, and it's at 227,600. This is 3.9 at 230. So they're pretty similar in value.
Mm-hmm. I take it the other piece that you're talking about is not anywhere near this one?
Nowhere near it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to save these people some money.
I understand.
They retired and moved to Arizona.
I mean, I think if they potentially, well, I mean, they can still do mixed use. I mean, if they split it and they'd have to have it surveyed, they might be able to claim ag on the back part if you can't build on it, but I don't know.
They have to have production on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying ag at fair market value, in other words, to reduce the classification, but I don't know, with it being attached to the other one on the front, that we can change the classification. But the value is the question, Bob's here.
Yeah, it would have to be split. And once it's split, it can never go commercial again. That's my understanding.
Why couldn't it?
If it's commercial and you change it to ag or residential, you can't change it back to commercial.
Of course you could.
Yeah, I don't know that. Mm. Where's that?
Well, if you put it...
I mean, that doesn't make any difference for today.
That's a planning and zoning decision,
yeah.
Is what it is. I think what she's saying is Branson's planning and zoning at the current time wouldn't let you do it.
Correct.
Although that's not...
Yeah, that...
Maybe not in there once you get past them.
I bet they could... Yeah. I bet that wouldn't hold up. Property changes classification all the time. Okay, well, you guys, if you want to make a motion, I'm going to have to leave that to you guys. I can't.
Did you bring any comps or anything besides your feelings?
Bob, if you wanted to bring some comps, we could be here.
I just need something for the assessor's office to use for valuing stuff. That's all. I need evidence.
I didn't have an appraisal done. I figured I'd wait till maybe the state tax commission to do that, if I'm going to do that.
Well, I understand you don't have appraisal, but, I mean, we can look at comps or whatever, too. I mean, if you wanted to bring in comps or something, because right now it seems to be priced around the same. If I hear my board members, it seems to be priced around the same as the others for assessed value. And, I mean, if your client wants to make an argument that they wouldn't sell it for that or that it's you know, that's one thing. Appraisal you could do, but on the other hand, if you wanted to do comps or something, glad to give you some time, like till tomorrow.
That would be good. until tomorrow at 3 or whatever.
Something like that, because that's right. that would be great, because, you know, we have loved being here so much, yeah. But we're our last day, I think. It's probably not going to be tomorrow. It's probably going to end up being Wednesday, but.
Because that property would never sell for $230,000. I'm sorry.
If you don't think it would, I mean, we're happy to. We just need some evidence, Bob. We just need something.
All right.
You know, can you do that?
I can.
If you can try something.
I can try it before 3 o'clock tomorrow, and you can deny me at 3 if I don't have anything.
Yeah. Call me at 3 in the morning. I'll be up. All right, so we could table BOE. What about 617? Do you want to talk about
that? Why don't I just talk about that at 3 on Peaceful Lake? That's Peaceful Drive. That's out there along Taney Como, down off of T Highway.
Okay.
Not overlooking Rockaway on the bluff. It's on the other side of the point.
Okay.
It's more toward Rustic Acres and
2.5.
Okay, this
acres.
Is down on T Highway, BOE 617.
Down T Highway, you take a right hand turn, go through a bunch of streets, and get down there near the lake.
Okay. Let's take an aerial view, look at this one.
Yes.
And it looks like it's in the same neighborhood as the other properties that are there. Yeah, looks like it's exactly in the neighborhood of the properties that are there. If I can get some comparables for that at 3 o'clock, you're probably going to deny me on that anyway. So,
yeah.
The assessor has her hand up.
We've got that also as price per square foot land, and there everything on that lakefront is about the same.
Yeah.
That's what I just said, I think.
Yeah. I think he was admitting.
I would make a motion to deny BOE 617.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second. Any discussion? Bob, would you like to make any comment on that? There's a motion to deny on that one.
All right.
It seems
okay. Yeah, you know, I get it. I'd probably make the motion myself.
I understand. All right. There's been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. All right. On the other one, we'll be happy to give you some leeway, but on that one, it's been denied. I guess we'll either talk to you on the phone. Do you want me to just call your cell tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, we can. I just we need something when they're comparable to the other ones.
Yeah, I know I'm not going to get anywhere on this looking at the other.